A building without windows is nothing but an oppressive prison. We need to see outside, find a window to look out and confirm natural light, an outside world. We pay for that all-important view. But from the outside, windows entice another yearning altogether, like jumping into a painting of a landscape or one of Vermeer's rooms. Now we want to get inside to join this inner world inside the frame. And that's what you see on the faces of the crowds this year in front of Barney's on Madison Avenue in Manhattan, a yearning to jump inside the holiday windows. This year, the spectacular Barney's holiday windows invite you into a world of glass, light, and ice. Four windows each, an installation where music and a magical world offer a momentary escape from all the shopping. This is the actual music you hear on the street. Hannes Brown is the composer. For two of Barney's windows, working with ice sculptors and Dale Chihuly's glass pieces, he composed the music for these worlds. Hannes Brown says the process was part dance, part theater, part diorama.
Queens is where Barney's has their art studio, which is this crazy, kind of magical place I got to go to work on these windows. It very much has like a Santa's workshop kind of vibe. You walk in, there are guys like shooting penguins out of 3D printers and sawing big pieces of wood and making racetracks and stuff like that. It's pretty crazy.
How did that process and watching that process become an inspiration for you?
When I first went into this workshop, I was taken upstairs and there are these two French-Canadian guys that work for Christie's, which is an audiovisual company. And the Dale Chihuly installation, which is one of the two that I did, involves a very complicated light show being projected onto these ice sculptures. And we basically just stood there and just watched this progression over and over again. And we knew Dale Chihuly wanted to use something by Debussy as a seed for this certain thing. So I just went through and kind of played with different Debussy ideas until we were all like, yes, piano is the way to go as opposed to orchestra music or something.
And let's hear what you came up with. Now, what's happening as we hear this?
So these colored lights are gradually overtaking these kind of glass, I don't know what you'd call them, like three-dimensional spiky balls that are kind
Chihuly
of like,
things.
Yeah. And the colors go from a kind of like muted blues and oranges to like deep purples and reds. It's actually really emotional to watch. It basically, it all happens on a 2-minute, 24-second, 24-frame loop.
Here's the Debussy.
Yeah.
What is it?
Clair de Lune.
What role does your music play in the experience for people standing and looking at the windows at Barney's?
Two things. It ideally stops people who are walking down Madison Avenue, which is an insane brief right there to accomplish, I think. And then also, it just adds this kind of narrative to what's happening, in this case with the lights, you know. It just gives it an emotional arc. And it makes you want to stay there longer because the way the lights line up with music in different spots, you almost don't realize it's on a loop until like three times have passed or something.
And Barney's is at, what, 63rd and Madison, something like that?
Yeah.
That's a noisy place. You're competing with a lot of sounds. How
right.
do your sounds compete with the sounds of the street and urge people to stop?
One thing is, while you want it to be dynamic, it has to always be kind of loud for this reason. And they have these four windows in a row that all have stereo pairs, like very focused spot on a sidewalk. When you walk under that, you just kind of hit with the sounds. So I think in this case, on those speakers, the bells come out a lot. So you're walking and you're like, oh, what is that metallic kind of sound? And you stop and then there's this beautiful sculpture in there.
Now, a lot of people go intentionally with the appointment idea to see those windows. And so they aren't paying much attention to the sound. They know where they're headed. And they're actually looking for your music to be a part of the experience. In many ways, this is how I think of the Ice Castle music you came up with. Now, what's happening here?
The ice castles are insane to see. It's also a kind of a light installation, but it's this, I would say, you know, 12-foot high castle that is in a window that is actually a freezer that's approximately 3 degrees below zero. And it's just these lights playing against this huge, like, ice fortress. And there's misters that spray onto the castle, so it grows all the time. So it's constantly changing shape very gradually.
So for people who come to this world, and it really does look like a world, how does the music make them feel like they're in it, as opposed to standing on the other side of the glass?
This is part of Dennis being very specific about what he wanted. Dennis Friedman is a creative director at Barney's. He really wanted it to feel like you're a little kid. So the music, despite being pretty short, I don't remember the exact length of this.
2 minutes and 17 seconds.
It's supposed to kind of sound like you're always turning corners. So like you walk in and there's a vista and then you go around a corner, which is kind of mysterious. You don't want it to be creepy, but like a little bit apprehensive about what the next thing is. And then another room opens up and kind of the chords are meant to just kind of flower in front of you. So it's supposed to be kind of a virtual tour that the music offers.
What's it like to work in this genre? Is it decoration? Is it fashion? Is it something else?
I really think it's art, which I'm impressed with. When I first got called to do this, I wasn't sure if it was a commercial thing, but the whole team very much wanted me to like go further out than I thought I should go and then rein me back in, as opposed to do the other way, like start safe.
It must have been exciting.
Yeah, it felt like very collaborative art.
Was it fun for you to see the work all together?
Yeah, it's really fun. Definitely a big sense of excitement standing outside with the ice carvers and the guys that did the Chihuly light. We were all hugging each other and stuff when it happened.
Well, that gets you in the Christmas mood.
It does.
Well, Hannes, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Hannes Brown is a composer. His music for the Barney's holiday window installations can be heard on the sidewalks of Madison Avenue now through January 3rd. And if you're not in New York, visit thetakeaway.org to see the windows matched with Hannes's music.